The one who is custodian of the treasures of the Father that belong to the Son, to minister them to us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. We bless you. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for another time of fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we relate with the Word of God, something happens to us. Praise the name of the Lord. If we hear the true word, the soul can never remain in the same place. Said, for the Lord will descend in a shout, in the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. We who are here will be caught up. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight there will be a catching up again. From one degree of glory to another. We will never remain at the same level until we are fully ushered into His presence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We have been feasting with the Lord, but we did not know it's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph's brethren, we are eating with him. They didn't know it was him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They did not know it was him until he revealed himself to them. Hallelujah. May the Lord reveal himself to us today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we turn to Proverbs chapter 21? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 21. I will read verse 22. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read from Amplified and then I read from King James.
Let
go
and
King James.
Amen.
Okay, King James says, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength and the confidence
thereof.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amplify says, a wise man scales the city walls of the mighty. And brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight we're going to be considering this burden of overthrowing the city of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Overthrowing the city of the mighty. Destroying the city of the mighty. Pulling down the walls of the city of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we talk about a city, in the natural, we understand what we mean. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the olden times, during the Bible times, men dwelt in cities. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, usually, men dwelt in cities for protection. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Men came together and built a city. Then they would build huge walls around the city. And then they will put a gate on that city. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the purpose of the gate and the walls was to keep out enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. In those days, men lived by their strength. The stronger will always conquer the weak and plunder them, take their children, take their women, make them slaves. It was winner takes it all. Praise the name of the Lord. So men learned to congregate and come under a king, build a strong city, raise up high walls so that inside the city they will feel secure. They higher the walls, the stronger the walls, the more secure the people felt inside the city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
So the strength of a city depends on the wall of that city and the gates of that city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Now sometimes inside the city too, they will build a tower. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now the tower is a stronghold inside a stronghold. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
So if the enemy can come into the city, they will run into the tower. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For safety.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible uses these illustrations. Now you will notice that everything you see through the Old Testament, the environment there, the kind of lifestyle they live, is used of God to teach us spiritual truth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now all of it have to do with your soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Every war you see fought in the Old Testament is actually a battle for your soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, as we are preparing for battle again, now I'm sure you know you are getting ready for battle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I hope you understand that, brethren, that there is a battle ahead of you. The wise man is a man who is preparing ahead of time. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
The book of Proverbs tells us that a wise man foresees the evil ahead and he finds a place of refuge. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
He finds a hiding place.
Alleluia.
But the simple man, the foolish man, continues to walk and he gets destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Now, brethren, these are days of preparation. Every experience that you have been going through as an individual, as a family, as a fellowship, is meant to prepare you for the major encounter. David learned to fight when he was keeping the father's flock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There he learned that God is mighty, that God can be relied on. He learned that this word of God is real. That there is a power in this word that you speak. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He learned that this word, we're not joking. That there is a power in this mouth. For life or for death. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In various little circumstances, God showed him that the word of God is real. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If this word works for you in very little things, it will work for you in big things. Hallelujah. The same power that God uses to kill a rat is the same power he used to kill an elephant. He doesn't sweat about it. If God can kill a rat, he can kill an elephant. Praise the name of the Lord. So the experiences we are going through today is for you to convince yourself whether this word is real. It's for you to prove for yourself whether God can be relied upon. Because a time is coming when your life is going to depend on whether this word of God is real. So if you did not bother to prove it now, in that day you will not know what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That day somebody will be pointing a gun at you. You will not know whether to rebuke him or to run away. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The man is not playing, he wants to kill you. There are only two options. You leave or you die. He does not want to have mercy on you. What do you do? Praise the name of the Lord. Can the word of God stop a bullet? You need to find out now, so that in that day you will not be confused. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, because when David was facing Goliath, he had never been to army before. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The way he was running towards Goliath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was not foolishness. It was a confidence based on a weapon that he approved. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of us need to prove God so that we can have confidence for tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just have to make up our minds now that if God be God, if God be God, if God be God, then give him what he requires. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need to settle that matter so that there are no half-hearted people here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that if the church comes together to make a decree, nobody is fearful. Because the days will come when you have to make some very terrible decrees. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, fear within an army weakens the army. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? He says, those who are afraid, let them step out. The fearful and the unbelieving should step out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the day of preparation for battle. And we pray that the Lord will help us to begin to make the necessary preparation. so that in the day of battle we will not have all the equipment with us and then we turn back. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything that we need to fight a victorious fight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is being given to us today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May we be strong in the day of battle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're talking about the city of the mighty. The stronghold of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, before we go on, what is this city? Because it's important that we get the context we are looking at. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read a couple of scriptures.
Okay.
So let's read Proverbs again. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm sure we know that scripture. But Chide could always quote it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Proverbs 16:32. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are talking about this mighty.
I'm
talking about a city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says, if any man has control over his passions, over his emotions, over his desires, over his appetite, and over his thoughts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, any battle that we are fighting is in this frequency. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you are going to see why. We are battling to bring every thought and bring it subject to make them take them captive. I'm sure we will begin to understand that thoughts are living things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Has anybody here ever been arrested by fear before? At any point in time in your life, fear arrested you and took you captive. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then all kinds of thoughts began to go through your head. You want those thoughts to stop.
But,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Other thoughts begin to go to your head. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those things are living things. Those things you see there are the things that shape your life. They are the things that control your personality. They are the things that determine the kind of life you live. If somebody manages to sow wrong thoughts into your life, those thoughts govern you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe that you are useless, what do you think will happen? Whether you are the most intelligent person in life, you will never get anywhere. That thing inside your head will control your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you're a young girl and you believe you're not fine, Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You may end up doing some funny things to look fine. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because certain thoughts are controlling you. Now, the word that we're hearing carries certain powers to bring down these thought patterns. And implant other thought patterns that will govern your life. You know, somewhere in, I think, is it Isaiah? God says, I am creating new heavens. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is restructuring the way you think. And changing the things that rule your life. He is casting down certain strongholds that have hitherto dominated our lives. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we are talking about a city, we see here that we are talking about your soul. We are talking about my soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My soul is a city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God uses certain other things to also describe my soul. In Genesis chapter 2, he calls it a garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Many, many things are used to just talk about the same thing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read another scripture. Proverbs chapter 18. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read verse 19. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it says, if somebody is offended, praise the name of the Lord, he can lock up his city. You cannot reach him. Bitterness, offense can make him lock up the castle. Brother, please forgive him.
Oh, yeah, I go.
You see there? You don't know what he has done to me. Last week, in a worry, I want to see a brother who has been offended. He believed that somebody was making juju to kill him, which really, from what we see, might be true. So he said, don't talk about that matter. I said, brother, we will talk about that matter. In fact, he said, it's like you have joined those who want to kill me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I could not get through to him. He had become a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, the contentions between two of them were like the prison bars separating both of them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brethren, when a brother is offended, he becomes a prisoner. Praise the name of the Lord. No, he cannot get out. Nobody can come in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And inside that prison, there are mighty men. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, that mighty man, or strong man,
or
giant, is the enemy. that must be destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it is important that we realize why these proverbs are being said. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are other kinds of cities too.
Go to
verse 11. He says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let me read Amplified. Say, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. And he says, and as a high protecting wall in his own imagination and conceit. You know, money can give confidence, can't it? Hello, are we there?
No,
when you have big money, you feel that nothing happens. You walk around very confident. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible says we should not trust in uncertain riches. Because it is a false confidence. In the day of trouble, it will not protect you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm reading these scriptures for us to understand before we go on. That when we're talking about cities, we're talking about you and me. We're talking about our souls. We're talking about where we put our confidence in. Look at verse 10. On the other hand, the name of the Lord is also a strong tower. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In that day, they shall say, we have a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So there is a city of the Lord, and there is a city of the mighty. And God wants to pull down the city of the mighty. And He wants to establish the city of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the city of the Lord is great. The Lord is the confidence. The Lord is the strength of that city. The Lord is the defense of that city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But in this other city, men rely on imaginations. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let me read Proverbs 25. Then we'll move on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs 25, verse 28. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If we are not in control of our thoughts, we are not in control of our emotions, we are not in control of our desires, we are not in control of our will, we are like a city that has no protection. Anything can come in and go out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God wants to build a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of a people that have a fortification. Praise the name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's go back a little bit and try to spread our thoughts now.
Now,
when God made man, we have all learned here that He made him spirit, soul, and body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, it's important we say it again. this body is in a three-dimensional world. It is limited by time and space. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I'm here in Igbe, I'm not in Uyo. If I want to get to Uyo, it takes me 30 minutes to drive to Uyo. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the soul is not like that. We have learned here that the soul is a spiritual thing. It operates in a different dimension. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It operates at different levels. Your soul is either moving upwards into the realms of light, into the realms of glorious liberty. Hallelujah. The higher I move up, the more my chains are broken. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The more I experience the truth setting me free. So every time you hear the word of God and respond to it, chains are broken in your life and your soul moves higher. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this is the life that God is calling us to live. All through the scriptures we see men moving in this dimension. Ezekiel will say, the Spirit of the Lord took me and I moved from one place to another. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Meanwhile, he was sitting in one place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when God made man, he put him in a garden. I'm sure we have also learned that this garden represented the soul of man in a frequency in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The soul in a high frequency in God, where it is drawing from this river, the soul is a garden. But when the soul begins to fall down, because it begins to respond to another instruction, it becomes a desolate wilderness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when God put man in that garden, he said, kill this garden. But he also said to the man again, guard this garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now there's an instruction that you guard the garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Proverbs chapter 4, you were instructed to guard your heart with all diligence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I should watch the thoughts that come into my heart. In other words, I should watch the things I allow my eyes to see. I should watch the things that I allow my ears to hear. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why was that? There was an enemy who was interested in that garden, who wanted to take over that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And occupy that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now when man did not heed the voice of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he did not guard the garden, an enemy came into that garden and occupied that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And made that garden his strong city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now that city, instead of being the garden of the Lord, according to Revelation chapter 18, that garden became a stronghold of devils, of every unclean beast, of giants. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That garden became the stronghold of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God is in the business of recovering that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? God is in the process of setting up battle to take that garden again and recover that garden. Praise the name of the Lord, so that the man can rightfully occupy the garden. So the promised land. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm sure by now you are beginning to understand that the promised land is your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the same time, the promised land is a realm in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But are we together? And so my soul is making a journey to get to that realm and possess that realm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, but the truth is that it is not a stroll in the park. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are spirits now occupying that realm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is a spirit that gets enjoyment from your anger. Do you understand me? As long as you get angry, he is in a position of strength. And he is getting fruit from that place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he does not want to let go. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So as the soul moves into this dimension, he encounters powers. Now that's why the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and what now? And blood. What are we wrestling for? We are wrestling to get back our inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And some powers are saying you cannot come here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so we are now in a state of battle to fight and to take back this city. Praise the name of the Lord. And cast out the inhabitants. You know, they are very confident. You know, when David became a king, hallelujah, he saw a place. This place that we call Mount
Zion
was occupied by a people. They call themselves the Jebusites. They have been occupying that city for many years. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
From generation to generation, there are certain spirits occupying my soul from my grandfather, my great grandfather, my great 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 grandfather. They have gotten so used to controlling humanity that they believe that nobody can dislodge them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Jebusites said, David, you cannot come in here. We are so fortified. Even the blind and the lame can keep you out. But you see, David had looked into that place and said, this is my rest. I don't know if you understand. Before I was born, Do you understand me? Before my parents conceived me, God saw me and said, this is my rest. Praise the name of the Lord.
He said,
here I will dwell. So when I am contending, I know that something is backing me up. There is a God in heaven whose will must be done. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Who has chosen Zion? Who has desired Zion for his habitation? So what the Jebusites will say will not matter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, sometimes if we do not understand the mind of God, we just think that we're struggling alone. You just think that that problem you have, that situation you have, you are on your own. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are not on your own. The Lord has decreed concerning you, I will dwell in you. I will walk in you. I will be your God. And believe me, God says, if I have proposed a thing, who can disannul it? The only person who can disannul it is you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, if the woman is not willing to come, leave her. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every soul must choose to come. But if you choose, like tonight, you make a choice, I will be God's dwelling place. There is no spirit, there is no power, not even Satan himself can stop you. That matter is settled. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we understanding? You see, because when you are doing a battle, the consciousness with which you go into a battle determines the outcome of the battle. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know that Caleb, Joshua said, don't be afraid, let us go. Hallelujah.
He
said, if the Lord is pleased with us, he will give us these nations. He will hand them over to us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is now called the city of David. That is me. That is you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if you are battling with pride, with fear, with anger, with greed, with poverty, with sickness, whatever the situation is, the Lord says, this is where I will dwell. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this revelation must impact your prayer. It must impact your lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What I'm trying to tell you, what the devil says doesn't matter. You know, I don't know anybody. The devil speaks into my mind. He speaks into your mind. There is nobody here who has not heard the devil before. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what the devil says to you. Are you understanding me? It does not matter what the devil says to you. Don't bother. Find out what God is saying. Stay there. It's a very safe place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? He said, never, in spite of what they said, David captured the stronghold of
Zion.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brethren, this city is where God has chosen to dwell. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the giants that occupy the land of promise, who are they? At one level, those giants are you in your old nature. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That land is your soul as it presently is. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a land that has great potentials. It's a land of fountains and springs. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Great potentials, but occupied by giants. Nations that are hostile to God. You know, the Bible says, remember that before you were Gentiles. You were hostile in your attitude towards God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You were without God. A godless people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Giants in that land. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there is a new man rising to overthrow the old man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Yes.
Because when you read your Bible, you must understand it from a practical perspective. It's not enough to know that Joshua went in and conquered the land. What does it mean in terms of my daily living? How can I relate to that scripture in my lifetime? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the battle of the old man and the new man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the new man will dethrone the old man. And occupy the land. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So whatever challenge in your person, God has a problem with that situation. He doesn't have a problem with you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? When God is fighting that thing, it looks as if God is fighting you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God is judging a situation inside you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the city. It is a stronghold in my soul where certain powers have congregated. Now they are there because my father served them. My grandfather served them. My great grandfather served them. And they have become entrenched. Spirits congregate in places that are conducive for them. When you make your soul inconducive for spirits, you don't need to stress too much to get them out of the place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are things that spirits eat. Stop giving it to them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stop feeding them. They will become weaker and weaker and weaker. The challenge we have is that much of what we call enjoyment today is simply food for evil spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Praise the name. There was something Bachik was saying here today. All my springs. Amplify says, all my springs of joy are in you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, out of this belly, the issues of life, guard your heart with all diligence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, what it means is that God has to help me to begin to make the Lord my joy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, O Jerusalem, if I do not make you my chiefest joy, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I don't make you my chiefest joy, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
See, today, you know, we usually live a life of regulations. Don't watch TV. I found out, once you make a law, you know what comes out of it? Sin. Are we together? Sin comes out of it. But God has begun to show me revelation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's important that you respond to, you expose yourself to the right ministry. The day Christ is revealed to you and you fall in love with him, that's the end of the picture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You fall in love with him, you want to spend time with him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I was courting my wife, we were so, you know, in Nigeria they call it agodai. We consumed each other's time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you will go to somebody's house, and then the person will escort you back to your house, and then you will escort the person back to your house. If you do something like that, raise your hand up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it is real. We have to go back again to falling in love with who now? With Jesus. Somebody, they are laughing. No problem. Hallelujah. That time your parents will be holding you like this. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 When the heart catches a glimpse of Christ, you don't need rules and regulations. You just become obsessed with him. Somebody wrote a book, he called it The Magnificent Obsession. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The way young people are addicted to their tablets and their phones, we become addicted to the Lord. The Lord becomes our joy. He also becomes our stronghold. Great is the Lord in the city of our God. That is me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The enemy sets things around us. As we feed on them, his position inside us grows stronger. So we come here, we hear the word of the Lord. We go back, we fortify the enemy again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, the Lord is at war to pull down every stronghold of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, a wise man will scale the city of the mighty. He will climb the walls. You know, when Israel got into the land, they saw high walls. They saw fortified cities. And they saw giants. What are these things?
Praise
the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, let's look at that scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Yes, I'll read from verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the enemy has built a kingdom inside his head. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So inside here, the enemy has set up barricades, cities, wall. Check the word every heighten. Can you put on the interlinear, please? Okay, sorry. Every heighten. Check this word. Okay. What is it?
It says,
and what? Elevated place. A barrier. A high thing. Now some translation will call it a rampart. A rampart is a fortification that you build to stop an enemy from what now? From coming in. Every one of us here, my natural mind builds a barrier against the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My natural mind builds a barrier against God's word. Are we together, brethren? You see, because the natural mind is not subject to the law of God. It's enmity against God. It has set up reasonings, arguments, logic as to why the word of God is not true, as to why this word will work for somebody but it will not work for you. The whole purpose of it is to undermine the power of the gospel to save you. Praise the name of the Lord. So these ramparts, rampart is like a high fence with strong fortifications. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They have to be pulled down.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now inside this wall are giants, sons of Anak. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That say this is our dwelling place. We have been here for 1,000 years. For 6,000 years. And we want to stay here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these are the high cities that need to be pulled down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
These are the imaginations that need to be cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. There are thoughts inside me that have been groomed over the years. Brethren, we think they are natural thoughts, but these are all thoughts governed by the law of sin and what now? Death. This is who I was. But these thoughts are still occupying here and resist every message that comes here. They resist praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mighty must be cast down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is war. Now, who are these mighty? I will touch that. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. The first mention of that word in the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter
6.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As in the days of Noah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now something happened in that period. He says that men began to multiply upon the earth. And that daughters were born unto them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good things began to appear in the earth. And men began to be attracted by the good things of the earth. Men began to be attracted by the lust of the eyes, by the lust of the flesh, by the pride of life, and they began to marry them. Whatever your soul joins to, your soul marries. That's why the Bible says, love not the world. Another the things that are in the world. When you give your affection to a thing, you enter into a bond with it. Medical people talk about addiction. Addiction is simply a marriage of the soul that has brought the soul into a state of slavery and captivity. You have become a slave of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the appetites, the eyes were seeing fine things. Every day the enemy is producing more fine things. That's it. Anyone they like, they marry. Solomon loved many strange women. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Diverse attractions. And as you give your soul to one, your soul comes into a union with it. Your soul becomes pregnant. And it gives birth to a giant. Excess flesh. Flesh that has grown and grown. And a habit is dominating your life. Some call it a besetting sin. Some call it an addiction. We have many names for it. But the Bible calls it a giant. Because it is dominating your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible calls them mighty men of old. Men of renown. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Their presence brought much wickedness into the earth. As it is today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wickedness today is birthed out of the things we see with the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somewhere in the book of Genesis chapter 10, we see another mighty man. His name was Nimrod. He said, and Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Nimrod was a hunter of men.
Nimrod,
He was a hunter of souls. But much more importantly, Nimrod led humanity in rebellion against God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A queen of corruption gave birth to a son. The name Nimrod means "let us rebel." For the first time, humanity broke up in active open rebellion against God. So let us build a city and a tower. The first city and the first tower. They were built to resist God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So there is something within me that actively resists God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's what the Bible calls the mighty. These are strongholds in my thinking. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Strongholds in my emotions. It could be anger. It could be unforgiveness. It could be malice. In my desires. It could be lust. Greed. Pride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the soul is occupied by this, the soul becomes a city of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And the wise man, he has to make war to cast down imaginations. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I have to believe that God hears me when I pray. Praise, do you understand that? Sometimes you feel like this and you're praying, and a voice is telling you that prayer is not crossing the sea. I've known people when they are praying for the sick, a voice tells them everybody will get healed except you. A young man came, he said that he thinks he has committed the unpardonable sin. He believes it in his heart that God cannot forgive him. There are all kinds of thoughts that govern our lives and hinder us from having a quality relationship with God. Some of them bring us into fear of sin. You cannot walk through the dark. When you look left like this, you see a tree. After a while, it begins to take the face of a man. Then it begins to move like this. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Does it happen to you? This is not the life we have been called to live. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are all kinds. Some of us can't stand animals. Some of us fear cockroaches. For some, a spider. Lizard. Rat. Snake. Scorpion. Whatever it is, the Lord wants to set us free. God is seeking to bring us into a quality of life. But you cannot get there unless you believe that this is the life that God wants to give you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These strongholds must be pulled down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They must be cast down. So as you see, if you go through the scriptures, when Israel began to get into the promised land, they encountered many cities. But the classic story is the story of Jericho. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For 6 days, Israel had to compass
Jericho.
Brethren, we have come to the seventh day. If we encompass once, This today is 7 times. If you are reading your Bible for 1 hour before, we now are supposed to multiply by 7. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because God is freezing that city. God wants to pull it down. Now I'm sure you understand. All the spirits in Ikpe, that they are still around because they have strongholds here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is something here that is keeping them. When that thing here is pulled down, hallelujah,
amen,
you will know that spirits can fear. Because the day Israel crossed the Jordan, all the spirits in Canaan began to quake. All the kings of Canaan began to tremble. Fear took hold on them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But then God is preparing us. And he says, I want to destroy this city here. When this city is cast down, say, there shall no spirit here be able to stand before you. You cannot challenge the spirit that you're submitting to. It's against the law. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can't challenge the spirit that you're submitting to. So we see God saying to us today, pull down their altars, cast down their strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So brethren, this is a time for serious examination. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a time that the Lord is bringing a word to open up this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations. We are going to learn to speak to our minds. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your mind is telling you one thing. You must learn to challenge it. Cast down this thought. Bring it under subjection. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must pull down barriers that have limited and resisted us for so long, that have challenged this word of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They must be cast down.
Brethren,
all the kings of the Amorites, all the kings of Canaan, as the Lord has been speaking to us this weekend, Joshua said there was not one king that was too strong for us. There was not one city that was too strong for us. The Lord gave them into our hands. We burnt them with fire. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Lord is saying to us today, be strong and be courageous. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If there's any aspect of my life
that
I have some come to believe that nothing can be done about it, I've already fainted inside my mind and say, well, maybe that's the way it is. The Lord says, arise and begin to contend with him. Praise the name of the Lord. Challenge situations in your life that have resisted yesterday. From today, begin to challenge them. Our praying must change. Our consciousness must change. Brethren, this is our time. This is our hour. It is time to possess the land. Praise the name of the Lord. The giants will fall, brethren. These cities will fall. Jericho fell. Praise the name of the Lord. The city crumbled. The Israel did not push down the wall. They just shouted. And the walls fell down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe that we must all die. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have to believe again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have to challenge death. And keep challenging. And keep challenging. Until one day, death will become like malaria. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not going to be magic. It's just going to be the church asserting its authority. The church coming into a place of oneness. Knowing that our strength is in our unity. Suddenly one day we wake up. Every promise the Lord made to us, He has fulfilled it. Said the last enemy that shall be destroyed. The day we begin to kick death like a football. We know that the land has been totally subdued. Believe me, brethren, it will happen. It doesn't happen in my generation. The word of the Lord will surely come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. So may the Lord give us confidence. Don't be afraid. If James was killed, there is still Peter to fight for. Forget the former things. Don't let them come to your mind. Behold, I do a new thing. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord says we are more than conquerors. Not in our own strength. He says, through our God we shall do valiantly. For it is Him that will tread down our enemy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May we face tomorrow with confidence, brethren. Our God is the Most High. Every spirit bows to Him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And today God has decided that the people of the saints of the Most High, they shall possess the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So brethren, as we pray, the rule is to arise and begin to contend. Whatever it is that has been there, rise and contend. The Lord says, for I have given him to you. If you let him go, your life will go for his life. But I have given him to you. Contend with him, possess his land. God bless you.
Hallelujah.